We're honored to welcome His Eminence Metropolitan Philip, the Primate of the Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese of North America. He's here to tell us about the current situation in Syria, where millions of Christians are suffering and literally in grave danger of persecution. He's also issued several statements calling for prayer and action on the issue. And Your Eminence, we thank you for being with us, and we'd like to talk about this.
You're welcome.
Many Americans may be unaware of the rich Christian history in Syria. They might think it's only a place for Muslims. Could you tell us a little bit about the ancient Christian churches in Syria and how they've been affected by the violence?
Well, the Christian history in Syria, Father Chris, goes back to the very beginning of Christianity, because Palestine and that area, Bethlehem and Nazareth, and etc., were part of Syria, greater Syria, which encompasses Iraq and Syria today, and Palestine and Jordan and Lebanon. That was the greater Syria. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Jesus preached. He was born, and preached in southern Syria, in Palestine. At one time, he came to Lebanon, where he healed the son of the Canaanite woman. And Damascus is very famous because the great apostle, St. Paul, he was going to Damascus to persecute the Christians before his conversion. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, he was converted. You know the story in the book of Acts. And then after his conversion, he reached Damascus, and he walked in the straight trees, the very famous street in Damascus, which our patriarchate is built adjacent to it.
Yes, right there.
Patriarchate of Antioch, adjacent to it. And he continued walking until he reached Ananias, Hananiah, Mm-hmm. He was baptized by Hananiah. And then he became a Christian and one of the greatest, if not the greatest, missionary in the history of the church. So Damascus, Syria in general, is very, very much connected. Christianity is deeply rooted in Syria. We have so many martyrs. We have St. Ignatius of Antioch. We have
John of Damascus.
St. John Chrysostom from Antioch also.
Sure.
And we have St. Romanus, the Melodist. We have St. John of Damascus and St. Maximus, the Confessor, and many saints from that area. So we consider that to be a holy land. And we Christians are not guests there. We have lived in Syria since time immemorial. And we were converted to Christianity. And at one time, the whole country of Syria was Orthodox Christian. Until the 7th century, when the Muslims came from Saudi Arabia to Syria, and through some pressure and some necessity, some Christians became Muslim. The famous historian who taught at Princeton University and wrote many books about Syria and Lebanon, Dr. Philip Hitzi, said in his writings that every person in this world belongs to his country first and second to Syria. Because of the great civilization and heritage which Syria has given to the world.
Well, you've framed that beautifully, Your Eminence, because I don't believe that many people who listen, maybe even Orthodox Christians, don't understand the depth of that connection. And that is a huge connection that you've just diagrammed for us.
Yes.
After the monastery of St. Thecla was attacked, you wrote an urgent letter to President Obama. Can you tell us more about that letter and why you wrote it?
The president is campaigning to wage a war against Syria without any reason. without even waiting for the inspectors who went there to inspect, who used chemical weapons and where it was used.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't reported to the United Nations yet. And the president already accused President Assad that he used chemical weapons. We don't know who used chemical weapons, whether the opposition or President Bashar al-Assad.
Mm-hmm.
A man is innocent until proven guilty. So I brought that to the attention of the president. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have had enough wars in the Middle East.
Oh, my goodness. Too many. Too many. And I don't know if those wars have had, have they had the result? Have they brought about peace and prosperity?
No,
I don't see it.
We are accusing Russia and China of vetoing the resolution attack in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And we have vetoed hundreds of resolutions concerning the Middle East.
This is not a political program, but I'm registered as an independent. And I'm very careful.
I am independent too.
Are you? And I'm very careful when I speak to our people. I said, look, for me, I follow the words of Chrysostom in the liturgy. We pray for our leaders so that we can live peaceful and serene lives in all piety and holiness. And
right.
When we see these things, it just is so devastating and so trying. In your opinion, Your Eminence, what will happen to Christians in Syria if the United States and the few partners right now that they have bomb Syria?
If they destroy the present regime in Syria, the Al-Qaeda, that infamous organization which destroyed our Twin Towers in New York City,
mm-hmm.
and attacked our Pentagon in Washington, and exploded a plane over Pennsylvania, more than 3,000 American people were killed by Al-Qaeda. And it's so unbelievable that right now we are cooperating with Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra and other terrorist organizations to bring down the regime in Syria. And the regime in Syria has been very good to the Christians. And I have known the president's father very well since 1970. And I have known this president, his son, since 2000.
Let me ask you this, Your Eminence. Let's say that and I know these are what-if questions, but let's say that the UN inspectors find out that the current government did gas its own people. How do we respond as Christians to that? What do we do, Your Honor?
We condemn that.
Okay.
As Christians.
Mm-hmm.
If the president of Syria used chemical weapons, the army of Syria used chemical weapons, we condemn that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want weapons of mass destruction to be used against anyone.
Let's talk about what people can do, Your Eminence. I mean, you've encouraged everyone now to contact their elected representatives, and I'm very pleased that you did that. What can they do? Please talk to us about that.
Well, they can do. The Senate can vote against this war, and the Congress can vote against this war. I have a feeling even if the Congress will vote against the war, president is going to attack.
Mm-hmm.
But the American public opinion is overwhelmingly against this war.
What about aid for refugees? How can we help? Because, I mean, the images
we
get is...
I have appealed to our people in the Antiochian Archdiocese. This is the second appeal that I sent.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to contribute to this cause. By making checks payable to the Antiochian Orthodox Archdiocese, earmark Syrian relief,
okay,
and send it to us, 358 Mountain Road, Inglewood, New Jersey, zip code 07631.
Very good. And we'll put that on our website, too, so people will know it. Your Eminence, I know you're very busy, and I very much appreciate your coming on the program today. I'd like to ask you one final question. His Holiness yes. Patriarch of Antioch, who lives in Syria, right. has declared Sunday, September 15th, yes. as a day of solidarity. What can the yes. churches do to participate in that?
Pray. The churches can pray and take collections, as I said before, and send them to the Antiochian Archdiocese, because the economic situation is devastating. We have so many refugees, Christian refugees, who have left Syria. It's a heartbreaking situation.
It is. It is. It truly is. We were at an IOCC banquet down in Miami, at your cathedral in Miami.
I heard about it, yes.
And the representatives from IOCC, it was a very successful evening, and they said the refugees, the children now, if you line them up from Key West yes. up to West Palm Beach and a little bit above, would be 1 million children. That's how many have been displaced. These are incredible figures. Your Eminence, thank you very much. His Eminence Metropolitan Philip, the Primate of the Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese of North America, was with us today to speak about the situation. And truly, Your Eminence, we encourage all of our listeners to follow your direction and pray.
Thank you, Father Chris, and thanks to your listeners also.